Let's get to our guest now, Hao Chung-Wan is Managing Director and Head of Asian Fixed Income at Principal Asset Management, joining us from Singapore. I was reading an analyst note from AlphaTrai, and they said it's as if investors came to a haunted house and got candy, but once they unwrapped it, they saw it was soggy broccoli. What did you view from J-PAL, and when do we get the candy rather than the soggy broccoli?
We can't get away from Halloween, isn't it? Morning, Juliet. Thanks for having me today. I think we got away two things from Powell yesterday. One is that the peak rates may have to be higher, and two, we're bringing the markets back to where it was previously thinking of a pause. You can see SPX is now back to where it was on the 21st of October. Peak rates are now above 5%, and I think the market is taking it very clearly that Powell wants to shift from the pace of tightening to the peak rate.
Okay, and in terms of getting to that peak rate, I mean, the other key factor is how much of a downturn do we see? Do we see a global recession? Your view here, and if there is going to be some kind of recession, how deep is it?
I mean, what we're seeing are some signs of soft data that's already turning, right? Housing sector, the interest rate sensitive sectors, housing, CAPEX, investments, even some part of consumer sentiment are turning. But what we have on the hard data side in the US has come in fairly strong. We're seeing the labor markets still fairly strong for now, and we're not seeing it turn dramatically. And I think what we have here, as Powell has mentioned yesterday, was that, you know, it's becoming a narrower and narrower path as the interest rate hikes are setting in. And we have more on the way, right? While we're bringing it to 4% now, there is still at least 75 to 100 basis points that's being priced in the market. So I think this amount of hikes priced in will put further pressure on the economy. And as we know, sorry, Juliet, just between U.S. and outside of the world, we can already see pressures outside of the U.S.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of those pressures are coming in living costs, right? And I know you note here about at rents, and there's a long lag there too. The tightness of the labor market too, what does that mean for wages and the impact there?
I think what we're seeing in the wages, they're kind of a bipolar market. What we're seeing is that the top quartile are seeing much less increases than the bottom quartile. And this is a function of the COVID reopening. This is a function of the lower participation rate. But the Fed will have to kind of take the wage increases as a whole. Monetary policy it cannot be that pointed. It's somewhat blunt. It has to look at wages increases as a whole. And that in itself is still increasing.
So we are looking at the global macro picture that we've discussed about. What does that mean then for the outlook for Asia's fixed income markets?
I think the pressures of the dollar will continue to weigh on many parts of Asia. But what we have in Asia is that the inflation picture, while it's rising, is somewhat less aggressive than what we're seeing in the US, which means that central banks do have some room to not go one for one. While they have to hike, they may not need to go one on one with the Fed.
We did see, I guess, a bit of a pivot coming through from the RBA with that 25 basis point hike and suggestions that they could be starting to slow their pace. Do you see, a little bit more of that happening through from some of the central banks in Asia? We've just had the Bank of Philippines give a pretty good forward guidance too, though. They have said, though, that they'll be raising by 75 basis points at their November meeting.
I think there's definitely pressures more outside of the U.S. than in the U.S., partly because of the way the economies are behaving. The U.S. economy is still fairly strong in the labor markets and domestic economy, whereas the rest of the world is feeling more pressures. But what I'll say about Australia and particularly Canada and what we saw in BOC and RBA are the sensitivities of their housing market to front-end rates because their mortgage rates are somewhat shorter. And that's why they're much more sensitive. So I think there are case-by-case situations in these as well.
And then in Asia, we have the two central banks that are certainly not hiking when we look at the BOJ and also the PBOC. It is a holiday in Japan. There is speculation, though, or I guess speculation that we should be on intervention watch here in the wake of that hawkish Fed. What happens here? When do we see yield curve control potentially unwinding?
I think our base case is that, you know, the BOJ remains fairly determined to want to kind of maintain where they are, given Japan has been going through many years of very low inflation, and this is their way to kind of get back to where they could be previously. And I think there's certainly a lot of talk about the governor stepping down, and when there's a shift in leadership, there might be something there. Our base case doesn't change, but I think we have to be prepared for one thing that's not really being priced in Japan at this point.
And you're looking at some of the moves in currencies too. I mean, we've been looking at this very sharp depreciation of the Chinese yuan. And then, of course, we know that the yen weak too. Tell us why you're going long yen versus CNY.
Well, I think that was an idea if we had in mind what would be a sort of a contrarian trade, like what we said about what we think about BOJ. The base case is that they'll maintain the YCC. But if there is a chance that they go the other way, I think the yen could be an opportunity, being long there. And towards what we are seeing in China, the story is highly idiosyncratic. The story around the yuan depreciation, if you look at it on a trade-weighted basis, it hasn't been done, especially way more than what we've seen in other parts of Asia. But what we're seeing now in China, the story about the potential flows and outflows, given what we're seeing in recent days, the idea of going long yen CNY is something that's worth considering, just given the idiosyncratic on a story of China on one side on flows, and also the underpriced sort of story for yen.
And just a very quick comment on where would be an attractive place to look at China if we are looking at the reopening theme here too.
Yeah, I think China for us, at this stage, the macro picture, we don't think it will shift dramatically. We are waiting for some of the major policy actions to come through into the end of the year. The political shifts and transition has happened. Now we want to kind of wait out for the policies.
All right, great to have you with us. Hao Chengguan is Managing Director and Head of Asian Fixed Income at Principal Asset Management on the line from Singapore for us here on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia.